Hi, dear.
Hi, dear.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I've encountered some problematic things at work. Functionally, I had to call IT 4 times today to get any kind of meaningful headway on it. That's John's job.
John works at IT in a mental health facility.
That's really funny.
It's a combination of both of our jobs, yeah.
Yeah, it's like literally a hybrid. Wow.
Hybrid of the calm punch. Anyway, I have a question for you.
What's that?
We've both recently started working out again, because that's what we're supposed to do, I guess. And as I do my little workouts by different anime characters this week,
MJ says little workouts, but if you've ever done an MJ workout, you don't come back feeling normal.
They're better than Licentious's workout.
Yeah. Our friend Licentious does very, like, they almost do like not anime themed workouts. They're like almost like challenge workouts.
They're the like bodybuilder outfits.
Yeah, like bodybuilder like challenge workouts where it's like every single day you are tormenting your body.
You're breaking yourself. I try and work out like different anime characters. There's a website I'll link in our references or something. And this week is Sanji.
Leg day.
And I've actually haven't done leg day.
Oh, you're gonna die.
I've done calisthenics and I've done pull. So I got to do chin-ups today and also push-ups till failure. But I did 100 push-ups yesterday.
Don't you have to do this like all within like a relatively short amount of time?
I have
too?
50 minutes.
You have 50 minutes.
I have 50 minutes to work out before I have to be back. I have to be at my office. Yeah.
That's incredible. So like, wait, do you have like a?
Haven't gotten to my question yet.
Do you have like a shower?
I do.
Oh, so it's like a locker room and everything.
Yeah, there's a staff locker room.
That's good.
Yeah.
You guys can't see this now, but our little eldritch demon dog is right next to us. We're attempting to prevent him from barking.
I feel like if I just give him cuddles and attention, he'll be calm.
Yeah, now he's just looking at me, though.
I'm fine with that.
I'm not. So, anyways, he's got these, like, deep, empty eyes.
Why are you so mean to this old man?
No, you don't get it. Like, people who've met
Nightwing, my old man.
People who have met Nightwing understand the sentiment that I'm putting out. Oh, wait.
Nightwing, come here. No, come back. No, don't do that. Come back. Nightwing, come back.
Well, at least we got it on mic, huh? The humble attempt.
Nightwing, come here. Come here. Up, up. So anyway, ignoring the Eldritch Demon and all that dead air.
I'll leave some of it in. I have to.
I guess you do.
Such is my obligation.
Because of Eldritch Demon?
Yeah, because even if the audience will never get to meet Nightwing, they need to feel his presence.
You don't want to bring him to a con.
Whoa. I think that, like, he would find a way to dig through the door and then escape.
What, the con?
No. Like, if we put him in a hotel room, he would, like, scrape, and, like, dig through a door. What? Anyways, what was your question?
What anime character would you least want to work out with? And it can't be any of the superheroes, because for obvious reasons, that would suck ass.
What do you mean, superheroes?
Like, it can't be any shonen character.
Oh, that eliminates a lot of anime I've watched, dear.
Yeah, so think of one of my BL animes or some shit. And think of a character that you don't want to work out with. I can give you my answer.
I can tell you. I can give you my answer.
Who?
Mafuyu. So first thing that we're going to do is we're going to do some bench press. I'm going to lay down here. So, like, if you start noticing that I can't handle the weight, you're going to spot me.
A spot? What is that? How do I do it?
I could never. It'd be the most hand-holdy thing I'd ever have to do.
Work out with a 17-year-old, Ryan.
MJ, most of the BL anime you watch is of teenagers, so I don't have a lot of...
Not the side characters! You have two very accessible, like, adult characters in that show.
They're normal. They're painfully normal. I wouldn't mind working out with them.
You wouldn't want to work out with Akihiko?
No, I don't really care. He just seems like a guy.
He's really buff.
Yeah, that's fine. You see, I've known plenty of buff guys who are pretty reasonable.
That's, like, a fair one, I guess. I have a similar non-buff guy answer, but for a very different reason.
Yeah, I just don't want to have to handhold someone. I feel like that's kind of my nightmare. Already being at the gym, I don't love working out. Doing activity, like the actual activity of working out, I don't mind.
Okay. Home gym is fine.
I hate the environment of the gym. That'd be great. A proper home gym.
Yeah.
It'd be fantastic.
We have like two less hobbies and one less dog.
You're funny, actually. That I was thinking that. I was like, if we made a home gym right now, we wouldn't use it, really.
No.
So what Where would be the go? Point? Yeah.
Anyway, my answer is Karu.
Why?
I feel like he'd be incredibly bitchy about it the entire time. And anytime I like show any amount of like excitement about lifting or doing anything, he would just rain on my parade for the next hour. Because he rains on Joe's all the time.
Yeah. But it'll never actually stick with Joe, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but like it would hurt my feelings.
Well, yeah, that's true. He sounds kind of like an asshole just in general, so.
He sounds like an asshole in the way that like Sanji's an asshole.
I think that there are like, there are definitely times where I could see Sanji lighten up. But that Karu character, and to be clear, Karu from Skate doesn't have like a lot of moments where he's just genuine and kind from what I can remember.
Yeah, most of his kind moments are with Mia, but like you don't really like him that much, and that's fine. Mia's weird. Mia's a weird person.
He's a cattail man.
I feel like Shadow would be a fun gym buddy.
That actually is true. I could see that one. If we're now sticking to just Skate, it feels weird. You gave me way too much bandwidth. And I picked the most recent thing I saw, which was Given.
Is that the most recent non-shonen? We've watched a lot of... Bungo? Bungo's not a shonen.
Bungo's not a shonen.
No.
Really? I don't know how to classify that thing. They've got, like, special powers. I think I've talked to Danny about this. I really just think that Bungo is, like, JoJo. JoJo well with a plot. Out. Huh?
I said well thought out JoJo.
Brother, I don't want to get into that right now.
The JoJo fans will come after
us. I don't have the spoons for that right now.
I don't have the spoons to fight the JoJo fans.
No, I don't. I'm actually just very physically sore from this past
weekend. I can't move my upper back.
I don't know what it is. I think that the bed was, first of all, awful. The bed was awful.
Oh, right. Hold on. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Cosplay Con Crunch, a podcast or two podcasters, two cosplayers talk
about... Two cosplayers podcaster. Two podcasters cosplayer.
Two cosplays talk about con experiences, cosplaying, building, and all of the joys and lows of being a cosplayer. I'm one of your really hosts.
Because you just called us cosplays. We're just objects.
Shut up.
Me when I object.
I am objecting very hard right now. I'm one host, unless you ask the Discord. I'm MJ. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok as Cosplay Cajun. Who are you?
I am Right Joy Con Rai, a name that was apparently very easy to tell people about at this convention. A lot of people got it like that. It's nice. Pretty easy.
Nice. And we've survived our first ever Colossal Con East.
This was the first time, yeah. I think that we were not expecting Colossal Con to be...
detrimental?
Yeah, physically. Yeah, what a strange thing. I thought that going to Colossal Con, we'd come back and like maybe we'd get like the COVID or something. Honestly, this is not something that I thought about until afterwards. I thought we would get the pox, the monkey pox, because that's like a new thing that's like about...
Didn't know that.
What do you mean? Do you not know that?
No.
No, it's a real thing. It's just out there.
No, like I know monkeypox is a real thing. I just didn't know that like, there was like
a... Oh, it's bad, yeah. No, people are getting like vaccines for it and everything.
Oh, have you gotten... Everyone get vaccinated. Be kind.
Did you just look at me and say, have I got... No, I have not. That's why I'm worried. So, yeah.
MJ gets to schedule completely, their
Yeah, COVID completely slipped my thing.
Vaccinations.
Oop. Well, you know.
Oop? Did you just... My health? Oop?
I said oop. Well...
So we survived Colossal Con East. We didn't get sick. We didn't die. Didn't lose anything.
No, I didn't lose anything. Everything, like, sleep. If you were to really look at what we accomplished Colossal Con, we debuted every single cosplay we wanted to.
Yeah.
And we were able to keep everything together. We were able to have a good time with our friends. Like, all together, like, we had, like, a really good convention. But now I just feel physically beat. I'm not the same 15-year-old that used to go to water parks, apparently. Who would have thought?
I think I just realized I never drank much, and I still don't.
I Yeah, do you want to open this?
Yeah, so if you're new to our show and you haven't heard one of our breakdown episodes before, what Ryan and I do is we'll talk about each day of the con, getting to it, what happened, what we wore, and then at the end we will rank it on a scale of 1 to 5 enamel pins on how good of a con it was. So, Prelude was disastrous.
No, really? You'd say disastrous.
It was less disastrous than Otakon.
Because we had a hotel.
Due to the fact that the lovely Dan allowed us to stay in their room with them and Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And so we bunked up with them. The problem, though, is that Colossal Con East starts on Thursday. Like, you know, there's actually a full slate of events on Thursday.
Yeah, it's not like it opens up Thursday afternoon. It has a full slate of, like, morning and into afternoon and evening events. So yeah. I've heard of some people who actually got the Kalahari room from Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday to Monday.
Yeah, Wednesday to Monday. That's, like, an entire, like, 5-day
stay.
Full 5-day stay. Time. And at a resort, like, there's a lot to do, no doubt.
But it's also in the middle of nowhere, though.
Yeah, there's the Poconos.
So anyway, I got up the morning of that Thursday at 6 a.m., after going to bed at 2 a.m. and continued to sew.
What were you working on?
I was working on all of your shit.
Oh, the last parts of it.
I'd only finished like Rayleigh's cloak that night.
Wow. Yeah.
I finished your like trainer cloak that morning.
Right, because you woke up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It was.
It was actually, we were running so tight on the trainer cloak that I remember I actually had to do a lot of the cutting for it.
Yes, you had to cut all of it out.
Yeah, I know.
Ryan now knows what it means to cut on a fold.
Yeah, I did not. I was looking at a pattern and I was like, yeah, nice. So I cut this thing out and apparently I was supposed to have it cut on a fold so that you open it up and then it's like double the size. Like I literally thought
cut
back
me out
to
one back panel and I was like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I'm not gonna lie, you know what it made me think of? It made me think of when I was in like first grade doing like those, like, you know, like you fold a paper in half and then you cut around it and it's like, look, now it folds open and it looks like this. And I was like, wow, just like first grade crafts. Cutting with scissors, let's go.
The world's sharpest scissors.
Yeah, nice.
Those scissors are a threat. So yes, I woke up super early, and then due to chaos of not knowing my own schedule, I accidentally went to class at 9:30 in the morning, because everyone remember, I am still a grad student.
Yay.
And so I got to the building at 9:30, ran around like a chicken with my head cut off for like 10 minutes, only to find out that my class was an evening class.
Yeah, that was kind of miserable for you.
Yes, so I came back. I crimped a wig. I crimped Lee Fion's wig. So that way Dan could try and style it when they got to the hotel with Danny. So I crimped that wig. And then, oh God, what else happened? Oh, and then I went back to class.
That's right.
I still had class.
Yeah, and there was too awkward of a gap in between each.
Yeah.
That you actually couldn't just stay there.
No.
What a mess.
What a mess. So I had just 2 classes, and I... Luckily, lovely, my professor let me leave my second class early, because otherwise, we would have been leaving for the Kalahari at like 8 p.m.
Yes, that's true.
And the Kalahari, from where we live, isn't longest drive. It was about 3.5 hours.
I like that no matter how you routed it, it was always 3.5 hours, and I thought
that
was great.
You checked Waze, and then it was like 5.
That was weird, but we fixed that right away.
Mm-hmm.
I just, because we weren't going through actual New York City traffic to get there, it was phenomenal. We went over in, like, the direction of, like, Albany, and then we went directly south to get to the Poconos, which is, to me, just thinking about the Poconos and, like, what I know about it, I never would have thought that you'd drop, like, a water park, indoor water park resort in the Poconos.
Yeah, it's skiing.
Skiing? I saw none of that.
You saw 4 different resorts in every single one you pointed out. It's just not winter.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ryan.
No, I don't even remember those 4 resorts. MJ, honestly, I don't remember much of us getting there. it was all such a blur because this week has been so long.
Oh, yeah. So leading up to the weekend, we both had a lot of work.
Just work. Real life work.
Just like actual real life work.
So, which is why I'm very grateful that we had like, you know, pretty lower, like low stakes cosplays.
Yeah. So we get there Thursday night. We meet up with Dan and Danny. I see a cat running across the parking lot. It was great. We stop at Sheetz for a refuel and dinner.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Because, before. I will die on my grave that Sheetz is superior to all other gas stations, including Wawa.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. But to be fair, I don't have the same emotional attachment to Wawa a lot of people do. I remember trying Sheetz with you on our way back from a very long Florida trip.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, wow, this thing has healed me. I love that stuff. I love that simple Sheetz fast food. It's good.
It's made to order.
Made to order, just right there. Yeah, I will say, though, I never thought myself to be neurodivergent. I don't think that I am, but we're all very speculative that MJ might be. We would order it. We would order food.
Speculative?
Yeah, we're all very speculative. You know, MJ might be. Here, nor there. Who knows? So
there's no tests to prove one way or the other.
We couldn't. And we would never take the test. Why would we even try? So my point, though, is that when we were on our way back, we went back to the Sheetz. And MJ has done this thing. I had noticed that MJ had done it both times that we'd gone. That we ordered the food, and I was sitting, and we were waiting. And nobody else was really in there, right? Or there were a couple of people. But it wasn't, like, super busy. And I just remember sitting and being kind of like, oh, this is nice. Like, whatever. It's making, like, fast food noises, right? If you've been in like a McDonald's recently, and we haven't because we don't really do the McDonald's thing right now, you know, it's like those like beep 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 boop boop beep beep boop boop beep 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 beep, and then like you know, all of like those like noises are going on in the background, and I realized that MJ hates that shit. MJ actually really hates that. And so you just stood up and you're like, I'm gonna go wait in the car. And I'm like, what would waiting in the car do? We're still waiting for food. And so I didn't really get it until like the lady called our like order number, and then the next person's order went through, and it apparently item by item,
ding, 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 ding.
And it was, I was like,
and it's not actually that fast. It's bing, bing, bing.
And she was like yelling over it, the number. And I was like, okay, now I understand. That's why MJ got the fuck out of here. So, oops, you know.
Oops, all bings.
Oops, all bing. I couldn't do it. You know, at that point, I was like, I'm glad I'm leaving, actually. You know, maybe the car wasn't such a bad move.
Also, the car is warm.
Also, they always, every time that we've been there, we've gotten a bunch of stuff from them, right? They mm-hmm. always put it in one bag.
I don't know.
They'll never just move it into a second bag. They're like, no, no, no. Jam.
We got some jam food on the way back, but we'll discuss that after.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we get there and we get into this room and we're happy to see our friends and we go down to the water park for a little bit. But I'm tired.
Brother, I don't, you know, in retrospect, we shouldn't have done it. I really don't think we should have gone to the water park that first time. Because I got like a lay of like what was available, but none of us were going to.
The drinks were $21 if you had the refillable cup, though.
That's with the cup. Yeah, it was really bad. So we went down there and our full intent was to like, yeah, we'll get a drink and we'll sit around and we'll like look at the water park. Then we found out they were $21 and we were like, oh yeah, but we have the cup. Right, so we thought that would make it a little bit cheaper, and they're like, "Yeah, that's with the cup." I'm like, "What the fuck?"
I respect a lot of things when it comes to buying food. I don't respect that.
$21? $21
for 24 ounces? Maybe. I get it, but like, no.
But like, no, I get it.
Because like a normal drink, and I have to rationalize to myself. It's like, well, a normal drink would be 12 ounces or 16 ounces. And it would be about $11 to $15, depending on where you get it from. So, like, in theory, it is cheaper. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to drop $21 on one flavor.
Yeah, I mean,
Especially since they had, like, specialty drinks.
Yeah. And honestly, weren't the specialty drinks, like, even more? I think they were, like, 23.
No, they're still 21.
When I ran that thing, MJ, I got $25. And I didn't. And then the last time I was there, I did not tip. Yeah, I know, I'm evil.
Taxes are wild. Anyway. So that was night one. And then we wake up in the morrow.
I had to work.
You had to work for so long.
Yeah, I thought it would be much faster, but no, turned out I basically just had a full work day. Yeah. I worked until 3 p.m.
Yeah, you didn't meet up with us until like 4.
Yeah, I have nothing to contribute to this day. Not until like the evening.
So, it's MJ time. Ryan gets to sit there and periodically talk about the text that I sent him. What time did I wake up?
You woke up? I don't know when you woke up, but I'm pretty sure that I got up like very shortly before or after you.
Yes, because you asked me to make coffee.
Yeah, and then you made me coffee, and I realized that the coffee there was actually better than the coffee that they had downstairs.
Oh my god.
It was a mess, man. So I started
you'll
a tradition.
You'll explain that after, because you did that after I left.
Is that true?
Yes, because I just start getting these texts.
Yeah.
So I take a shower, I start getting ready. Dan on the other side of the room in their mini mirror is also getting ready. And Friday, we were Leafeon and Gardenia, the grass trainer from Gen 4.
Gen 4, yeah.
Did I get it right?
You're on point.
Awesome.
She canonically has a Leafeon when you encounter her in the post game.
Woo!
So it is canon.
I'm your post game Pokemon.
Post game Pokemon, yeah.
Yeah. So we are off. I'm off. I'm braiding my hair. I get my hair in my wig cap. Get everything going. Pop in my green contacts for the day. And I have Danny do my eye makeup because I had like a strip across my eyes of like different colored greens and browns to kind of give me a more like ethereal look, I guess.
You looked like you were of the forest. It was really cool.
I am of the grass.
It honestly looked like you were, if anybody's thinking about a reference and we don't have the pictures up yet, it's like Huntress Wizard from Adventure Time. Is what your eyes look like.
Yeah.
You had like the bar across.
Or Artemis from Hades.
To be fair, I don't know.
Artemis, she's the
boss. Does she have that?
I think in Hades 2. I know Ares does.
I don't think she did in 1, so that's my only frame of reference.
That's fair. So yeah, I had a nice, and it was very multi, I give claps to Danny for how like layered and dimensional it was.
It was very good. Stayed on the whole day too.
It did. So Dan, Danny, continue getting ready. You continue working. And I have decided that I want to go hear a panel about devil fruits. It's called Devil Fruit 101. It was a great little panel. I learned all different kinds of things. I won 2 cookies and a badge ribbon.
Yes.
It was hosted by a lovely Sanji cosplayer. And I was chilling, and that started at 11, and like 10 to 20 minutes into that panel is when I started getting a barrage of texts from you in the group chat.
Yeah, because the next, when MJ left, I then looked at Dan and Danny and kind of said, hey, I think it's time. I want to get something. I want to get something in terms of food. I can't just keep doing this. And then they looked at me and they were like, okay, yeah, I saw that there was like this little coffee place down there. So maybe like if you go down there, I was like, yeah, I think I'll do that. What do you guys want? And then they were like, oh, well, we might get like, I think that they told me their coffee orders. I was like, do you want any kind of food? And they're like, no. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And so then I go down there to the coffee area and I wait for like 5 minutes and not a single person moved forward in line. And I was like, ain't no way.
And this was the first text that I got.
And I was like, there is no way that I am staying in this line. I was like, it might honestly be easier for me to just go to, like, the breakfast buffet that we also made fun of for
$27.
$27.99. For $27.99. I remember being like, I was like, yeah, that's daylight robbery, right? For a breakfast buffet, especially since I've always interpreted breakfast buffet as a continental breakfast, right? So I'm like, there's no way that this buffet is worth $28. So I was like, but at this point I'm so desperate for food, I'm gonna do it anyways. So I went to the breakfast buffet and I was like, honestly guys, I might just steal you some food and then that'll be that, you know. They're like, okay, well, do whatever, blah blah blah. And then I got inside and it was just like a full layout of just different types of like diverse food. There was so much different type of food. There was like a carvery section where there was like a bunch of different, like they were like slicing meat, right, and putting it out.
There was a carving section.
Yeah, it was a carving section.
I didn't find it until Ryan is the only person that has seen this buffet in person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because what I ended up doing was that first day, I was like, you know what they have in here? They have full lox bagel, right? Mm-hmm. All of the components of a lox bagel just at my disposal. Ryan, so I immediately
loves the shit out of a lox bagel.
I love the shit out of most bagels. Even if it's just a bagel with cream cheese, I'll eat the shit out of that. But we didn't have bagel in room. So I see lox bagel and I'm like, oh, I'm going to make that. I'm going to make the shit out of that. I make that bagel and I go back to the table and then I consume that bagel in like a minute. I was so desperate for food. And I then set a decent precedent, I think, for this is what I'm about. Because then I got up, I got a little bit of like other stuff. And then I made another lox bagel, right? And then I go back to the table. I'm like, I'm going to bring this back. If they don't eat it, I'm going to eat it. That's just what I'm going to do. And then I asked them for some napkins. And they like came over.
Was there any signage saying that you couldn't take food?
Huh? Yeah. There were people like scouting around.
Yeah, but were there like signs that say you cannot take food?
I was just taking food. I don't know if there was any explicit signage that said I couldn't. But
I'm just trying to figure out how illegal this was.
I don't know, man. I'm telling you.
We are putting it on the internet.
Whatever. People know that I swiped. The little swiping of food. But, you know.
There
was no explicit signage saying that. I know that nobody else did it. I paid to be in there. And that's just how much, you know what? If they ever come and they're like, hey, you need that food? It's like, dude, I don't think you understand how buffets work. If I take a thing and I put it on my plate and I don't eat it, that's my God-given right. I would never, because I hate wasting food, but that is my right, being at a buffet, and that is what I did. So instead of me throwing it away and you, the company, throwing it away, I fed my hungry friends and spouse. So how's that feel? It should be better. I'm like Zorro, you know, stealing and then like giving.
Yeah, but they're out like $92.
Yeah, no, they are. For like every day. For every day that nobody else went. It was crazy. That's what they lost. So anyways, what ended up happening was that I made another lox bagel. And then I got some napkins and then I wrapped it up and then I put it in my pants. And then I got up and I made another lox
bagel. Pocket. Pants. Pocket, guys.
MJ didn't make these pants, so they had pockets. So I had...
Motherfucker.
They were default.
You had so many pockets this weekend. I don't want to fucking hear it.
They were default pants. So we had a... Thank you, guys. They had... Then I went back and I made another bagel. So I left with two lox bagels in my pockets. And I left with... A bunch of muffins, I think, the first day. And I was like, this was a great success.
There was
a
chocolate spider muffin in that shit. It was delicious. And yeah, but I never saw it again.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Oh, because I took the spider that was like a chocolate spider that they placed on top. And I was like, and I just jammed it into the muffin because it wouldn't fit in my pants. So I'm like, whatever. And so I created like a chocolate blueberry muffin. It was kind of funny. And I proceeded to do that, or a version of that, for the next 3 days, or the next 2 days, yeah.
Oh, you're, defaming ourselves so much, but allegedly we did this.
Allegedly, I guess I did this, yeah, that's fine. I'll put that out there, shit, man. I ate that food, that's all my food. I actually brought it back to the room just so I could eat it.
There was no explicit signage that said you couldn't take food.
That's what I'm going with. Yeah, that works for me, man.
And no one told you you couldn't.
Hey, man, if this is the episode that ends up having to, like, get into archives because of this, that'd be really funny.
Okay, so eventually Danny and Dan get done, and they meet me up. Because I am Leafeon, and I'm walking around, and...
And you are getting recognized.
I am getting recognized as Leafeon, which was a problem. No one's calling me Dr. Stone, except for that one idiot who called me Espeon.
No,
Sylveon. They call me Sylveon.
Which
really
is
confused.
Nuts, because that color is whack as hell. I don't know how they missed so much. Sylveon is just the trans Leafeon. That's its colors.
And then the shiny version is just an inverse trans flag. Like, it's just blue. Where it's pink, it's blue. Where it's blue, it's pink.
Yeah, no, it's kind of funny. I love that. That was a good Pokemon.
Good Sylveon. So they met up with me, and Dan was Sundress Furin. And Danny was Gerudo Link.
Yes, and one of the main reasons that they chose those cosplays and MJ chose Leafeon and we all chose the cosplays that we did is we wanted to wear cosplays that were somewhat conducive to being worn
in
around
a water park.
Like, not necessarily in the water, but around the water. And so Danny wearing Link made a lot of sense because Danny was wearing Femboy Gerudo Link. Which is the only way that I can think to describe that.
Yeah. No, that's what everyone describes it as.
Yeah.
Femboy Gerudo Link.
Femboy Gerudo Link, except without the little, like...
They had it, and then they gave it to me, and put it, and I put it in my purse.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But yeah, I cut open the... Danny had a fake Sheikah Slate pouch, and it was very clearly, like... It had originally been stitched together along the top, and I took a pair of scissors and ripped the seam, so that way they had a purse.
Oh, is that how that worked?
Yeah, they really did not funny. Come that way.
No, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense why Danny was like, look, my Sheikah Slate pouch.
With ancient technology, because Danny is still using, like, an iPhone from 2018.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it has Apple. The home button.
To Apple, that is ancient technology.
So, what do... Oh, we met two voice actors.
On the first day.
On the first day, we met Kellen Goff, who plays Sasaki in Sasaki and Mino. He's so cute. Hi, buddy.
Do I know him from something else?
He's Overhaul.
That's what I thought. Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. Such a strange pivot. Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much. And me and Danny wanted to meet him because we constantly quote to each other, hi, buddy.
I genuinely did not know that that was from Sasaki and Mineto.
Mineo.
Okay. Okay.
That upset me.
Mineto.
Ah. And then you came downstairs, finally, off work.
And I met Jonah Scott.
I'm so proud of you for remembering his name.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy. I would never forget.
You get to own up to who you think he is.
Okay. I did think that I thought...
As we were in line.
I was like, yeah. I mean, I know. We saw him do that reading that one time. And I thought, I forgot that he's not the same guy as J. Michael Tatum.
They are very different humans.
Yes, I am aware of that now. But MJ was talking about how they had done the pose. What is it? Being on point,
mm-hmm.
right? When you were Barbie. And I was like, wait, we didn't do that when we met that guy.
Because we've actually never met J. Michael Tatum.
Really?
Yeah. We've met his husband.
Yes. Yes, we have.
But he wasn't at his table when we met his husband.
No.
So we couldn't meet J. Michael Tatum.
Very sad.
I am very
Neither
sad
of them were at this con.
No.
So, oh well.
Disappointment.
Well,
but we did get to meet Jonah Scott, and he remembered me.
Yeah.
He was like, I remember you got on point.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
And so we had him sign a picture that we got at Katsu 2023, and it's a big skate print, and all of them are there. It's Joe and Reki, like, buffing up.
Yeah, they're, like, flexing.
Because they're at the beach.
Yeah.
And I just really wanted him to sign Joe's tits.
You've been literally saying that for like a year, I think.
I know. Because I've been trying to get him to sign Joe's tits. And I finally did. And he threw the ink on Joe's crotch.
It was really funny. The green ink. Yeah. Then we rubbed it off. It was fine. He rubbed off Joe's crotch.
Yeah. And it was wiped down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there. Just like that.
Cleaned. And then we got a picture. And he was very sweet. Very fun to talk to. And then Danny and Dan went and met Rompo's voice actor.
From Bungo.
From Bungo Stray Dogs, who apparently is also the voice of one of the dads in Buddy Daddies.
Yes, yes,
which
he is.
You've met him, but I haven't.
Which is really funny. I thought that you did kind of meet him when
we
you
kind of met him then. And, but like, I wasn't getting anything signed, so I didn't really get to talk to him that much.
That makes sense.
But he was very nice to Dan and Danny, and that was cool.
I met him when I got you something signed for Buddy Daddies.
Yes. That's another great show.
It's a good show. It's a really good show.
I think both of them would also be awful to work out with.
Yeah. different reasons. I think that they're fine.
Very different reasons.
But I maintain my answer. It's like weird that you want me to change my answer so badly.
I just wanted to be an adult.
Nah, man. I just don't like that kid. That 17-year-old kid that doesn't know what a supermarket is or like a convenience store. Yeah. No, I hate that kid. I knew what that was.
It gets more and more extreme.
Yeah, he didn't know what a base was.
Yeah, that's not that weird.
No, he was 17. The statute of limitations there.
All right. So we get out of dealer's hall, and I think we just go to the water park, don't we?
After dealer's hall?
Yeah, what do we do?
We go back upstairs and change. I know that you guys need to change.
Yes, we need to put on our swimsuits.
Yeah. Well, actually, we took some pictures.
Oh, you're right. We went outside and took some pictures. There's a lot of them of me in the tall grass.
Yeah,
because as a grass type.
You are a grass type in the tall grass.
I fainted and you looked so disappointed. That'll be the picture I post.
Really?
To this Instagram, okay. It'll be the picture of you just being disappointed that I fainted.
But expected.
But you see, lovely audience, there is one thing that really became the running bit of the weekend that I didn't mention that happened in the morning, which is as I was getting ready, and I had my whole cosplay on, and I looked at Ryan, and I went, Ryan, aren't I a cute Pokemon? Ryan does this thing when he's too focused on something else, and he went, yeah, you look amazing. Now, if only it were viable. And that became the bit. Because, Ryan, what's wrong with Leafeon?
Oh, my God. Are we really going to do it? You want to do it in public? Yeah, I'll do it in public. I don't have a problem with that. You wanted to record me, so people probably got, like, a tidbit. But I'm happy to do it. Okay. For people who actually play Pokemon in, like, any level of competitive sense, this is going to sound, like, redundant. But let me break it down for you, Mark. So, every Eevee has a total stat combination of 525, right? That is their total base stat combination, right? And then that 525 is allocated based on what stats are strongest for this Eevee. Okay. So usually there's a 65, a 60, a 65, a 95, a 110, and a 130. You add those all together, 525. For an Eevee, any of the Eevee illusions, the 130, the 110, and the 95 are the three most important stats.
Of course.
That's where you have the most ability to do damage or protect from damage, like whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. A very competitively viable Eevee would be Jolteon, my favorite Eevee. I actually, in talking to my brother recently, came across this thing,
it's
which was...
It's the least cute.
I used to... That is false. That is false. So, Jolteon is my favorite Eevee because I had whole teams based on just Jolteon. Jolteon was one of the fastest Pokemon, I think, kind of ever. Because Jolteon has its 130 in speed, its 110 in special attack, and its 95 in special defense. So if you look at its like stat chart, it's very bottom heavy, right? So its special attack, special defense, and speed are its three best things. And that's pretty good because that means that it resists most special attacks, right? And a lot of the time, because it has a decent special attack itself, it does a lot of special attack damage. And that's really good because most electric moves are special attacks. Thunderbolt, Thunder, all of those big moves. I think even, like, Volt Switch is, like, a special attack.
Okay, but so what's wrong with Leafeon?
What's wrong with Leafeon? So there are a couple of things wrong with Leafeon. Leafeon is objectively one of the worst types in the game. Because for all of Nintendo's things, they aren't good at balance, right? Grass is weak to flying, poison, bug, fire, and ice. That's five types. Grass is weak to five types on its own. Do you know what electric is weak to? One. It is just weak to ground.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem fair, does it?
Why is it also weak to flying?
No. No, it actually beats flying. Electric beats flying. Yeah. I don't know. Birds get struck by lightning. Whenever you think flying, you have to think of a bird. Right? That's how it has to work. So the issue with Leafeon is that Leafeon's highest stat, it's 130, is in defense.
Okay.
It's 110 is in attack, and it's 95 is in speed. And so let's look at, I'm not even going to touch the other two right now, the 95 the 95 in speed is depressing. Why is it depressing? Because it's not 100. So many Pokemon, once you are competitively viable, have at least 100 speed. 100 is like the baseline for are you fast or are you not fast. The fact that it is 5 points away from being decently fast, that is sad.
Okay.
If the 110 was in speed, okay. But it's not. So, whatever. The issue is that so many grass-type moves, most grass-type moves, that are, like, good, they are special attacks. What is Leafeon's special attack? Its lowest stat, 60. Its actual lowest statistic is its special attack. Its highest thing is in defense, which you'd think, oh, that's cool. So it'll resist physical attacks. Yeah, I guess. Except what are its main weaknesses? Fire and ice. Honestly, I'm going to say fire and ice are its main weaknesses. Because you're not attacking a Leafeon with, like, a bug type move. Wow. Not really.
Okay.
Because it's got decent defense. You wouldn't attack it with a physical move. You would attack it with two of the most common types in the game. Fire and ice. If I have Ice Beam, that does 95 damage. Or 90 damage now, I think. It does 90 damage, and it's a special attack. Leafeon's dead. Its special defense is 65. If you hit it with any flamethrower, one of the most common fire type moves that any Pokemon can learn, it's dead. It's really sad. If you took that 130 and you put it in special defense, it'd be pretty all right. If you took that 130 and you put it in HP, it'd be all right. But you didn't, so it's not good. It's demonstrably, and I think we did the math on this, the worst or the second worst Eevee.
Yeah, because Glaceon's pretty bad.
Because Glaceon's pretty bad, so I think Glaceon
might actually be worse. Did you find when you went on your little website?
What do you mean?
The ranking website.
Oh, yeah, so because I...
Because Ryan then wanted to pull up the numbers on this to actually find out if there was a worse Eevee.
I wanted to know if people had come up with a competitive strategy to use Leafeon, right? And so the thing that I used back in the day was the thing called Smogon. And Smogon is the self-proclaimed Pokemon University. It's so pretentious. Even when I was in even when I had my Pokemon battling group, right, which is so nerdy, right, we didn't like Smogon because we were like, yeah, who are they to dictate the meta? And honestly, I maintain that feeling. Fuck Smogon, right? Like I fucking hate them and their opinions, but they have a finger to the pulse on what people are doing. They monitor like the usage stats and stuff of Pokemon, right? Competitively. And so
it's Leafeon's.
So there are different tiers. Like the most common tier is OU, which is overused, and those Pokemon are overused because they're good and their strategies are well known.
Mm-hmm.
Under OU is UU's, which is underused, and that's like they're still good Pokemon and that you could come up with niche places to use them, but they're underutilized. They're like main strategies haven't been figured out yet. Then NU is never used, right, which is considered like these Pokemon are kind of bad and that's why people don't use them, but you could probably come up with something. And then the new fan interpreted tier was called PU, as in ooh, that's stinky Pokemon, not good, PU. And they put most Pokemon in PU because they couldn't figure out a way to make them work.
But where's Leafeon?
But Leafeon is in a tier I've never heard of before. Leafeon's special. Leafeon is in ZU.
Standing for zero use. It is a completely unviable Pokemon, and it lives there with 6 other Pokemon.
It's so sad, man. They created a fan-made category to put this Pokemon because it's that bad. I just, you know, like, it comes to, it, like, loops back around from, like, funny to, like, kind of sad. Right? So, yeah. It's sad that Leafeon is comparatively this much worse when the competitively viable Eevees are actually all right. Yeah,
so I heard this rant like 3 different times this weekend.
You got a fourth one now.
And so we end up going to the water park, and you actually end up telling our friend Limoncello Clown about this, and they look at me, and with the saddest look in their fucking eyes, they go, "He's right though." And I was like, "Motherfucker, fine." So we sit around in the water park, we get in the water a little bit, we hang out with them, we hang out with Dan and Danny, and then I go to bed.
I'd say the first day was a pretty big success.
Pretty big. I ended up...
Friday maintaining its spot as an S-tier con day, oh except gosh. For the fact that I was barely at it. I was barely there.
So Saturday rolls around, dear.
Yes. I steal some food and feed my people. Allegedly.
Did I just get muffins? I got muffins.
Yeah, on the second, I got you muffin. And good then muffin. You tried that weird breakfast pizza thing.
And I fucking loved it.
And you were, I was like, in my pocket, it like melted. It
smushed together.
It got smushed together. It looked
and
awful.
And I woke up after a nap, and you were like, hey, do you want to try this? And I'm like, yes. And then I, no. This is amazing. This is amazing. So, what were we on? Saturday.
On Saturday, we were One Piece. We were, you were Shockey and I was Rayleigh from One Piece.
And Danny was Rebecca.
Rebecca.
And Dan was Nico Robin. For the pool time, she was post time skip.
Like, Robin, yeah.
Like the First Man Island.
Kind of swim outfit.
Yeah. And then for a photo shoot, first half of the day, she was Miss All Sunday.
Yes. I really like the Miss All Sunday outfit.
It's a fun one.
It's very
that
classy.
That coat looks hot, though. And so...
Good for you, then. You're always cold.
I don't want to do Robin.
No Bobbin?
No Bobbin. Oh. No Bobbin. Anyway. So, we actually leave before them again. And you and I go to a panel with a bunch of voice actors. It was 5 of them.
Yeah, what was the top? Was there any topic?
It was just voice actors.
Voice actors and Q&A. A sound engineer.
Yeah, one of the voice actors is with a sound engineer. Like, they are in a romantic relationship, and she was just like, he's here.
And he fielded questions, too, and I thought that was really funny.
We found out how the infamous Jotaro...
Yeah, the Jotaro fight where he hits the high noon.
Yeah, which is a line from Overwatch as well.
Yeah.
And apparently everyone.
From Cassidy.
Yeah. So we find out how that line went and a bunch of other funny lines. We hear about some really sentimental moments, like Lana McDonald, who's Rampo's voice actor and is also the Buddy Daddy voice actor, Jonah Scott, Emmy Lowe, someone else that I don't remember. I didn't watch their stuff growing up. She does all the high-pitched voices, so that's fine.
Yeah, she opened it by saying, yeah, I'm most of the voices you hate. And I was like, damn, shit. All
right. She's right. And so found out that Emmy Lowe voices Leafeon. And so I got to ask her, like, what that sounds like, though. Turns out just a lot of chittering.
Did she voice Leafeon in the anime?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they have, like, designated noises in each of the games. Interesting. Somebody, like, some sound engineer has gone in and given them all noises.
I wonder, okay. Might be the Japanese anime voice actors.
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
Okay. So we go to that. Then we go to Artist Alley.
Oh boy, do you want to talk about Artist Alley?
I think I got to talk all about Friday, dear.
Uh-huh.
Your turn.
So
your turn.
I got to experience my favorite little baby Artist Alley that I've ever seen. It was 2 lanes. We were able to do it in, I think, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was the fastest that I've ever seen, like, a spread of, like, art ever. And honestly, we didn't really even buy any pieces of direct art like we normally do. We bought a couple
small ones. We bought Over the Garden Wall, and I bought a print for my work office that's like Air Nomad style.
Oh yeah, it was like an original work though.
Yeah. And we bought from her, we also bought, I think, 3 pins.
Yeah, they were nice. I really liked her work. But in general though, we didn't buy much because there wasn't a lot.
We bought dragons from the dragon booth.
Yeah, yeah. You got Giratina. And MJ has now resolved to play Giratina game.
I will play Giratina game.
Tell me what it's called. I'm just curious.
Pearl.
Yeah, that's pretty much right.
Diamond or Pearl.
Yeah, Diamond or Pearl. It's called, like, the remakes are, like, Brilliant Diamond or Shining Pearl or something.
You never told me that. You just said, do you want Diamond or Pearl?
I was like, if you had to pick between two, which would you do it?
I was like, I hate diamonds.
Yeah.
Pearl.
He's the time Pokemon. The diamond...
I thought he was God.
What?
I thought Giratina was God.
MJ, no, you have to understand that you can catch Giratina in this game, but that is not the point of the game. The point of the game is you catch one of the main, like, deities, right?
Is Giratina not one of the main deities?
Not in this game. Giratina is the main deity in Platinum, but they didn't remake Platinum. So Giratina is one of the Pokemon that you can catch, and like he is a legendary Pokemon that you can't catch.
It's God.
Yeah, he's the god of like death and the underworld and everything.
Pretty he's literally powerful. Thanatos.
Yeah. But like the two main gods in these games, the one Dialga is the blue one. I think it's kind of fun. Dialga is blue, and he's like the god of time, just time. And Palkia, the pearl one.
Worst name.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like Dialga's not so bad. Palkia is the god of space. And so Arceus governs over both of them and created all of existence. That was my Pokemon.
What the fuck is Arceus?
Arceus? He's like a horse. You've seen him. I said, yeah, that's actual god in Pokemon.
There are too many gods in Pokemon.
That's the actual god of Pokemon. He's the god of creation in Pokemon. Like, he created everything. First there was Arceus, and then there was and then there was everything else. So
anyway. So we go through Artist Alley. And then we went to the meetup, the One Piece meetup, and we got a bunch of fun pictures. We were the only Shocky and Rayleighs.
Bruh, yeah. That One Piece meetup was rough because they had it at the wave pool, which seemed to be the place where most people were doing meetups. But
actually, it was the only water meetup. All the other ones were in like public.
So oh, really?
That you could actually get, because you don't automatically get a badge to the water park if you buy a badge.
Oh, yeah. Because it's the Kala. Yeah, if we were staying in the Kalahari, we did. But it's not automatic.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so we then went to this meetup, and it was at the wave pool. And it's really funny that, like, the waves just, like, randomly, like, you know, every couple minutes, they, like, turn on and they, like, crash in the background. And so it made for probably some pretty cool pictures for some people, but I know that they weren't in any of ours. Was it the Blackbeard? I think the Blackbeard got it. Blackbeard got it, and that was really cool. He did like
the quake fruit.
The quake fruit, and in the background you see the waves coming up, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's gotta look sick. So,
yeah, it worked for some people. It didn't work for our photos. We were the only Shocky and Rayleigh, so we're like Shocky, and then someone was like, no, I think the Shocky and Rayleigh are actually together, and they went, oh. Couple. They just let us take a couple pictures.
Yeah, cute. Because it was like, there's no way that we were gonna get like, so the solos wouldn't have been right, because it would just been like,
yeah, we had Dan take solos of us later that day.
Yeah, which was nice.
Yeah,
Dan's a great photographer.
Then we just kind of sat around the pool and drank.
Yeah, we did. Saturday was big drinking day.
We hung out with
Drinking Bone,
Limoncello Clown again.
Yeah.
That was great. We had a good time with them. We also hung out with Dan a lot that day.
Yeah, we did.
And I missed her so much. I feel like it's been so long since we've seen her, because we haven't really gotten a chance to hang out with her since Otakon, because we've both been out of town.
That's true. We've seen Danny a little bit more recently because we had like the cruise and all of that. But...
yeah, but got to spend some time with Dan. So yes, so then Danny joined us eventually after walking around on their own. Met us in the underwater grotto, which is basically just a swim-up bar, and damn, was it dope.
Oh, it was so cool. Being in, like, the warm grotto
mm-hmm.
and swimming up, it was very pleasant. That was very pleasant, especially when it was less populated.
Oh, God, it was not populated, because you had to be 21 or older.
Yeah.
So it was great. Limoncello was dressed as Buggy the Clown, and so you got a picture with your son, and I got a picture with the least annoying stepson.
Yeah, there are many.
You have so many kids, Rayleighs. Shocky didn't sign up for that. Anyway, but then I got tired and I wanted to go to bed for a little bit. So I went back to the room and I took a nap. And that is when I ate the pizza.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense.
Because you came I up then, and met me.
Yeah, I then like, stayed MJ. Down. I then stayed down for a bit. I hung out with everybody. And then I remember I was like, I hit my limit on having the wig and the, because I did for the very first time the white, like you did the white paint on me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hit your limit in the pool.
Oh yeah, that's right. I was in the pool and I was like, I kept touching it and then taking some off, and I was like, this is too much.
So you went to the bathroom and took off your wig in the middle of the bathroom break.
Yeah, I took the wig off in my bathroom break, and then I came back and then I splashed my face to get rid of all of the white paint from my beard. And,
yeah,
and then I was just back to normal, and I was like, ah, clean. I feel clean again. Fantastic.
So, yeah. So I then went back to the room alone and I took a shower. And then I think while I was still in the shower, you, Dan, and Danny showed up.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. And then we went to dinner.
We went to the Italian restaurant. Yes, the Italian place.
It was good.
Sortini's.
Your food was delicious.
Yes. It was nice. You know, honestly, it was a nice cap to the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I think the service was a bit slow.
It was so slow.
Because we were there for, like, felt like forever. I remember, because Danny and I wanted to go back out later that night.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were kind of like, I think at the start of dinner, down. Yeah. You were like medium down. And then by the end of dinner, you guys were like, you and Dan were just like, nah, man, actually changed my mind.
So.
Bedtime.
We got back to the room. We had another drink. We chilled for a bit. And then I will tell you the events of what Dan and I did.
Sure.
Seeing as we fell asleep long before you guys did.
Yes.
And then we can talk about what you did. So at about like 10:30, 10:45, you and Danny left the room. Me and Dan stayed in the room, and I looked at Dan, and I was like, I'm going to do a face mask. Do you want to join me? And Dan was like, absolutely. And so I pulled out my little face mask kit, because that is one of the things that I've learned about cons. As someone who is very acne-prone and, like, skin issue-prone, bring face masks of whatever variety. So I brought some clay masks and some sheet masks. And so Dan and I had a little spa night together where we talked about the kookiness of sharing hotel rooms with family and whether we thought or not our fathers would get along. The final answer was yes, which was then supported by Danny later the next day, because Danny is the only one that has met both my father and Dan's father. And so we talked about that. We talked about our siblings. We talked about ourselves. We just had a great little, like, spa night in. Just the two of us.
Very cute.
And we were very cute. Very demure. Very mindful. Mindfulness was at the top of that list.
No, Jesus.
And we went to bed at, like, 12:30. Dan passed out so quick. Like, Dan was going to do an extra eye mask, and Dan looked at me and went, MJ, I don't think I can do this because I think I'm gonna fall asleep before it's done. And I was like, that's fair, go to bed. And so she did. We had a nice little rest, and then I think the exact like, it's that, like, the two different TikTok audios where it's like the person running around screaming and then the I'm sitting like a ballerina.
I don't even know what you're referencing. It's fine. So at the same time, Danny and I then went to the water park again to do night water park. And so at night water park, we first went to wave pool, because mm-hmm. I think wave pool is probably the best place to get pictures because you can get the water in the back and it looks kind of beachy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Not enough people had like gotten there yet, even though it was Saturday night. Right. And
everyone
we
was still
just
pre-gaming.
I guess. Oh, yeah, I guess maybe, because the water park was open until like 2:30. So, yeah, we then went to the wave pool, which I think is a great place to take pictures because it's like, you know, it has like a nice like beachy setup and like as like a backdrop, it's like good. And so Danny was Rebecca at this point, and I got some pictures of Danny. And then from there, we then tried to meet up with a couple of our friends that we met way back at this point during Weeb Night here in Connecticut. So those friends were, I think, on Instagram, Metamorph Magic and Ambi Lynn. And they were really cool. Eventually we met up with them and we found out that you can't, I mean, we found out the day before, but we really didn't honor it. You can't go in with alcohol into the Lazy River. So we waited for them to finish their alcohol and then we got in the Lazy River and then just went about. So we went in the Lazy River, we did that for a little bit, and then we got out of there and we went into not the grotto but the first one that we went to on the first day.
Oh, just the swim. Oh, the Thirsty Turtle.
Thirsty Turtle, yeah. We went to the Thirsty Turtle because Metamorph Magic had made friends with one of the bartenders and he just went, oh, you guys, what do you guys want? And I was like, oh, fucking phenomenal. So we got some drinks. We then went outside. We hung out there for a bit. We just talked. We did like a bunch of like, you know, they had brought up some of like the drama that they'd been like experiencing. And then we laid out some of the drama that we had been experiencing in just like cosplay and like this and like that. And it was kind of just nice, you know, getting to like, you know, boom, boom, back and forth, tit for tat. So
chisme.
Yes.
Chisme.
Yeah. Chisme. We hit them with the chisme.
Chisme.
And so we hit them with the chisme, and then, we did it for like an hour.
You cheese made for an hour?
Yeah, at least. And so then after that, they were like, oh, we're like tired. We're probably going to head out soon. And then I was like, all right, Danny, we haven't gone on any rides yet, though. Danny was like, no. And I was like, we're on fucking rides, man. And so then Danny takes a shot that we had found earlier from Limoncello Clown.
Oh, okay. I was like, found?
Yeah, we'd found a shot earlier and we were just holding on to it. We're holding on to it for the right occasion. We were on a Mickey Mouse couture and we were waiting for the right occasion. Yeah. And so Danny took the shot. Danny was like, let's fucking go. And then we rode on like a couple of things. There was like three things that first night. One of them was a duo ride. And that was my favorite because it was on a tube,
mm-hmm.
on an actual like double inner tube. And it was awesome. I love those tube rides because they feel like they're faster than
the bowl.
Huh?
Than the bowl ride that you told me about.
Oh, bowl ride.
Bowl.
Oh, well, see, the thing with the bowl, right, was we didn't know it was a bowl. We just knew that it would eject us. We saw the first ride that we went on, it had next to it Extreme Attraction, but it had no line. So we were like, yeah, let's do that. And we also didn't bring a tube up. And it was the ride that had no line and didn't have tubes required. So I'm like, I'll just do that then. And it said Extreme Attraction. You need to be a strong swimmer to do this ride. And I was like, yeah, whatever, man. So I looked at Danny and I was like, you want to go first? And Danny was like, no. And I'm like, all right. I mean, it's not like you're going to get to hear back from me before you get on. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. And Danny's like, yeah, you go first. And I was like, cool. Yeah, I'll do it. So then I get in there and then she tells me the right position to be in. And then I go and I just, dude, I think I'm still recovering from that ride beating me up because that ride beat me up. That ride like knocked me around when I was in that little tube, you know, like I hit my head like a couple times, you know, I bumped my shoulder a little bit. And then eventually like you're going pretty quick because you're just, you know, you, and then you pop out in... I want to say like a toilet bowl. You're in like a big like toilet bowl, but you like you're spinning around like the corner of it, and so you do a couple of laps around there and you're like, what the fuck is this? Am I about to hit this like wall? And then the answer is, for me, yeah, I was gonna hit that wall to like the end of the toilet bowl, you know, like where it like dips under. Yeah, that's what it looked like I was gonna hit because it like protruded up, and I was like, nah. So I like jerked out of the way at the last second, which apparently was the right thing to do because I did that. And then when I fell in the water, I fell in sideways. Right. And you're about to say, oh, well, that's not great. You shouldn't have fallen in sideways. That's not the right thing to do. And I was like, no, because Danny then went on after me and I literally watched Danny pop out like a fetus because Danny popped out head first and landed just like head first into the water. And I was like, it was hilarious. And you're so disoriented because you like pop out, you have no idea where you are. And then like, there's just like a lifeguard that you can vaguely make out. And he's not like beckoning to you very like strongly. He's just like, I wish I could demonstrate this, but he's got two fingers out. And he's like, when like a dog is just like slightly doing something wrong, you're like, come here, like slowly beckoning to you. And I'm like, and I like point at him.
Oh, because Ryan needs glasses.
Because I can't see. Like, and I don't think that nobody knows how bad my eyesight is by default. But he's just pointing to me. And I can't tell if he's like telling me come to him or like go elsewhere. I don't know if he's pointing. So I just swim to him because he's the only thing I can make out. And then he's like, oh, was it? I was like, it's good. And then I just walked out. And then I saw Danny pop out like a minute later, head first. Into that water. And Danny, I was like, oh Jesus. Danny was like, yeah, that was, I was like, how was it? I was like, Danny was like, yeah, that was all right. And I was like, well, it's time to do a tube ride. So we did the tube ride second, and that one was great.
Okay.
And the tube ride, we get up there and it's a double tube, and then we go down and it's just like it's just fast. It's just like fast. It's good.
Were you at the front or the back?
I was in the back. I feel like that's right. Yeah. Because I'm big, so I'll go in the bag. That was good. It was a good ride. And then after that, I think I went on a ride that was another, like, without a tube, and it was fine. I should have just done another tube ride. I don't know what I was thinking. But I was like, I'll get another tube ride the next day. But I didn't have company. It was sad. That was the next day, though. Danny wanted to go on the, like, I think it's, like, body surf? Body...
Oh, where you're body board? Where you stand on the board.
Yeah, where you stand on the board. Yeah. Boogie boarding, but like the way that they had you do it was like you were like laying on it, okay. And then you did tricks. And there's a video, I sent it to Danny, of Danny doing it. Mm-hmm. The way that they run this thing was nuts. They had a lady at the bottom and she was teaching you kind of how to do tricks.
Okay.
Right. And you had to try to mimic the movements that she was doing to do the tricks. And kind of depending on like how good you like looked, she would have you do different levels of tricks. There was one guy who went up there. That guy was fucking cool. He was so cool. He looked like a surfer. And I was like, yeah, this guy's got it. And he did got it. In the end there, he was just like, I'm going to go do something else. I'll come back in line later. And he did. He went, he did other shit. And then he came back and he was back in line after us. And I was like, damn, this guy's cool. But the thing I liked about it was that it's not like you just got on the board, you went until you messed up, and then that was the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, no, you got on the board, you did it, and then they were like, all right, you did a good job. This is what you could improve on. And then they had you go again. You had, like, two mulligans. Cute. You had, like, two mulligans. One of the first guys goes up there, and he looked like he was very clearly, like, lost or, like, whatever, and then she had him doing tricks and shit, and he was like, no, I can't do that. And then, like, he did one of the tricks, and he actually got it. Like, he full-on just got it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And everybody clapped. We were all like, yeah, let's go. Very like supportive environment.
Oh, cute.
It was very cute.
We were all drunk cosplayers are wonderful.
Yeah, it was a beautiful moment for me. So we're all doing that, all having a good time. Eventually Danny does get up there, and Danny's first whip down went pretty good, honestly. Danny balanced pretty well and was able to stay on the board. And then I think Danny tried to do some, like the flip, mm-hmm. right? Which she was having everybody do. It was like a side flip.
Okay.
And Danny kind of whiffed the side flip and then flew up. flew up the thing. And then like, the wig came off, right? The Rebecca wig came off, and then Danny got another shot at it. And so that was pretty cool. Danny made the second shot a little bit better, did a couple different tricks, got on, like, their knees while on the board. And then, yeah, that was nice. And so then that was the end of the night for us. And we then went back to the room. And I think the Danny was a little bit ill. But that wasn't really a problem until the morning. So.
Yes. And then it was Sunday.
It was Sunday.
And Dan woke up so early because they wanted to meet Emmy Lowe and Lucy from Cyberpunk Edgerunner. And so they were up and moving at like 7:30. I think I woke up at like 8:30-ish, 9, and started getting ready. But I was in a chill gambit. But there was one part of me that was very not chill.
What was that?
The contacts.
Ah, yes. The 22mm contacts.
How did I look with them on, dear?
Like a demon. That's what you look like.
It didn't take me very many tries to get him in. It only took me about 3 tries.
I was really worried about that because I know the last stunt that you had with contacts was kind of bad.
Yeah, at Otakon, like, there was something in, like, something had gotten in the contacts, like the liquid, and they burned my eyes, and my eyes burned for, like, the next, like, 4 days after the con.
That's brutal.
I couldn't even get him in. No, I wore Scarilla contacts for the first time.
Sclera.
Sclera. I always say that wrong. I always say most words wrong. Wore sclera contacts for the first time, and it's an experience. I don't hate it.
That's good. As long as they're in right, I guess it's kind of fine.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to get them in wrong because they cover so much of your eye.
Yeah, 22 millimeters. It's like a lot of eye.
So, yeah.
I was
it's normie. Almost an inch.
Yeah, I was about a normie. That's what I did.
I needed a cosplay handler because I couldn't see very well.
No, that's true. And we still went back to Artist Alley and Dealer's Hall.
We got that's when we got the dragons.
We got the dragons.
The wagons.
The wagon.
And also, we wished Jonas Scott a happy birthday.
Oh, true. Yeah, because that was on Sunday. Yeah. That was nice.
I asked Emilo what noise Leafeon makes. She told me. It's cute. I also showed her a picture of our cat in a sweater.
Did you show her a picture of you and Leafeon? I feel like that'd be the first thing.
I didn't have them. You did.
I thought I already sent them, no?
No.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
You didn't send me the pictures until I asked you for them on Monday.
Oh, well, you know. It is what it is.
So, yeah, we walked around for a bit. And then...
Sunday was kind of uneventful because then we went to the park.
And I read.
You read
books. I read like a chapter and a half of my book.
Yeah. And then I got
I'm pretty sure I looked insane to literally... I know I did because several moms like gave me like a weird eye. Because I have, like, these demon contacts in and, like, auburn hair, and I'm just reading a book.
Yeah.
Actually, take me a picture doing that.
Huh.
Okay. So, yes. No, you went and did water rides.
I did. I wanted company. But I sadly did not have company. MJ, were you in a swimsuit?
I was, but I didn't want to get in the water with those contacts in.
I guess that makes sense.
Because I was terrified of them shifting in a bad way.
Yeah, I was counting on Danny or Dan to show up so that we could try to get in the water together. But they were kind of backed up getting changed and stuff. And we had to leave that day.
Yes, we did. Because I had work in class in the morning.
Yeah,
on Monday.
On Monday. So we had to get out that night. And so I did as many rides as I could. And then
how many did you ride?
Like two or three.
But you went on the Lazy River a couple times.
I was in that river for a while.
Yeah. So, you did that. I sat and read. Morley Gray cosplay showed up. My good old friend Gray. We hadn't seen basically all weekend.
Yeah, Gray was hanging out with his Virginia friends.
Yes, his home friends. And so, we caught glimpses passing. At one point, he was femboy Hooters.
Yeah, it was the first night or something, like Friday. And I was like, What the Sam heck, Gray? What is this? And then Gray was like, I'm doing my Hooters group. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, there's like 12 of them.
Yeah, there were a lot of Hooters. I just over the course of those like 3 days, I saw a lot of Hooters.
So was Adrian D. Spiders.
Yeah. I was going to say it earlier, but I'm going to say it now. I love Adrian D. Spider. I wish that he ran the meetup because he's a good meetup coordinator. He's so good at that stuff.
Is he your shout out cosplayer from the con?
I guess, yeah. I'll call him out, yeah. Adrian D. Spire, that guy's cool. Like that guy a lot.
But yeah, we wrapped up, we packed up, we showered, and then we kind of went home.
Yeah. So.
And then we stopped at Sheetz, got gas.
Got an exorbitant amount of food that we didn't eat in that first day. Yeah.
It was so good, though. Oh,
it healed me a little bit, I can't lie.
Those fucking curly fries with the bang bang sauce.
I'm not even a fry guy, but those fries were really solid.
You had really the perfect solid. Curly fry.
I pulled it up, and it was like a quadruple coiled curly fry. It was delicious. Hmm. Very good. Good way to pick up the sauce.
Then we got home. We went to bed. And it was lovely.
No, you're skipping a part. We got home, and then our dogs disturbed the peace, and then we went to bed. I want to make that clear. There was no peace when we got home.
My sister was here.
Oh, yeah, that's right, but they still disturbed the peace.
Little.
It was better. It was better than if she wasn't here.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
She had been doing laundry, so she had been here for a while.
We have to do the rankings now.
Do you need me to... I'm going to go over the categories for new listeners.
Yes.
So, we rank cons based on a couple different categories. One, the vibes. Two, the events. Three, the artist alley and the dealer saw. And four, the guests and other things.
Right.
So, do you want me to give my ranking first?
You need to go first. You have to go first.
I would like the disclaimer that I had a good time. I did. I really did. But I don't love to drink.
I'd like to clarify that I don't love drinking. Like, I don't love drinking. Especially, like, dressed up. I think that... I'll let you go. Finish your thought.
2.5.
2.5 total?
Yeah.
Damn. You know? I get it. I'm going to hit you with a...
Yeah.
3.5.
3.5? I'm so glad. No, I think it's the thing of... And I was telling you and Dan... And Danny about this in the hotel room, I think on like Saturday night, which is like I recognized all of my cosplays looked good. Other than Leafeon, I didn't feel particularly proud of any of them.
I think that
We had to rush through all of them.
But here's the thing.
I literally cut my Shocky top.
Yeah, but understand this, though. I think that that isn't just you. Because there were big cosplayers there that were wearing pretty relaxed cosplays. Yeah. I think that this is not a convention you go to flex or show off very elaborate cosplays. The previous con was literally Oda, and that is a flex convention.
No, you're right. And I think I needed to go in with more of that mindset than I had, because I didn't have it in the slightest. I didn't have the mindset of, nope, we're going because this is fun. I don't know what my thing was.
Yeah, for a lot of people, this might be the break con. This con is the break. Party with your friends, do a light cosplay, and just have fun. Right? That's what it seems like this convention means for a lot of people. But for us, that was not what this was. For us, this was another convention where we debut at least one thing.
We debuted something.
We did.
You debuted something every day.
Yeah, both days, yeah. True.
And I debuted something on Saturday and on Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know. I think 3.5 sits about right for me.
And I think next year mine will be 3.5 or 4.
But
I don't think this will ever be a 5 con for me.
No, I know. But the expectations were very different from what they were. Especially walking to that artist alley, I saw it and I was like, wow, 2 lanes. Wow, 2 lanes? And Dealer's Hall was no better. Dealer's Hall was 4. 4 lanes. But they were 3 lanes, I think.
3.
Yeah, it was 3 lanes. And I'm going to be honest. We barely buy anything from Dealer's Hall anyways.
But I got Pokemon!
You bought, yeah, what did you buy?
I bought Volcarona.
Oh, right.
And a Leafeon.
Nice. And you said that they're buddies.
And they're buddies. Volcarona protects Leafeon.
What type is Volcarona?
Bug fire.
Nice, bro. Nice. That's good.
And it doesn't evolve until level 59.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know why you bring that fact up. It's cool.
Because there's a really cute Bakugo art.
Where he's hugging.
What's the.
Larvesta. Larvesta is what it's called.
Larvesta. He's hugging it very tightly.
Dude, Larvesta has good stats.
Yeah, but it's not evolved.
Yeah, man. I gotta show you the Volcarona stats. They're really good.
I've seen the Volcarona stats. I've played Volcarona in your Scarlet and Violet before.
Oh. Wow.
Remember you let me play for a bit and I did it wrong.
Oh, wow.
I think overall it really just comes down to the fact of outside of the water park, there was not a lot to do.
Yeah, this was the first water park that I've been to in a while, so I got to remember the things that I like and dislike about water parks.
And I think with that knowledge, I'd want one cosplay where I have my natural hair.
Yeah. Because then you could actually embrace this con being just a mellow con.
Yeah, or a cosplay where I have a wig but no contacts. If I had more prep time, I would have just pinned Shocky's wig down a bit more and gone on like that. But also Shocky's swimsuit kept completely exposing one ass cheek. It was making me uncomfortable.
Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah, it would just fully slide off my left cheek.
Damn.
But we did get to meet a lot of cool voice actors and we did get to meet a lot of cool people. You already shouted out your cosplayers of the weekend and I'm about to shout out mine. So I actually have 2 because I met them on the first day when I was Leafeon.
Wow.
When everyone was still in the room, and then I got to point them out later. They were cosplaying Fukuzawa and Atsushi from Bungo Stray Dogs, which I get really excited because I love Fukuzawa. He's such a dad. He's the only sane person in the ADA. So anytime I see someone cosplaying him or any merch of him, I have to get it. I currently have 2 Fukuzawa keychains. 2. So it's wild.green.thing was the Fukuzawa cosplayer and fern.fox.cosplays was the Atsushi cosplayer. And they were both so nice and so cool. I thought they were sweethearts and they were so nice to hang out with. Fern Fox gave me a really awesome beaded bracelet that I'm actually wearing at the moment. When they saw that I was Leafeon, it's black and clear and white and green.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I like that.
Very pretty. I'm also wearing my Sanji bracelet that Dan gave me. Dan made for me because I like Sanji. He's kind of stupid. I love Mihawk, but I like Sanji. Dan has also given me a Mihawk bracelet, though. So, full circle.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, dear, we're done with cons till December.
Oh, it's quite exciting. Now we can actually do episodes that aren't just convention reviews.
Oh my god, they've been like our last three episodes.
I am in misery. Editing them within the week that the con is. Well, you know, it's fine.
The fans love you so much for it. They're always so excited when one comes out.
Yeah, I sincerely hope so. Anyways.
Any other thoughts?
I don't think so. I like this convention. I thought that it went pretty well. We talked about it in the car on the way back. You said, we survived another con. And I was like, what does that mean, survive, though? Yeah, I guess we're in one piece, you know? We're, like, good, right? None of our cosplays broke. But what does it mean to survive a con, you know? And so that's what I'll leave you with to ponder, listener. Well, what does it mean to survive a con? For I feel quite beat up right now. It doesn't feel like I made it out in one piece, right? I've come to be aware of my age through this convention.
And your bones.
On the bones that are within me, you know? It's true. It's really strange. Don't really like that feeling. But hey, you know?
Well, dear listener, I hope you've enjoyed our con review. CCE has come and passed. And so has con season, which means that we have nothing till Holmat in December, and then we have another 2 months off until KatsuCon.
That is us, though. We have nothing in terms of conventions to go to. Well, that doesn't mean that there will not be content.
Nope, because we are going to try and break the formula. We're not going to con crunch anymore, listeners. I realize it's in our name, but like, I hate that noise. There's only so much crunching you can do. And I think Survive August Challenge 2024 has taught me well. And I don't want to do this anymore.
This has been Cosplay Con Crunch. And I'm Right Choi Conrai. And I do want to do this anymore.
And I... expecting that.
And I
am still down to do this, just like with more planning and forethought, known as cosplay_Cajun on Instagram and TikTok. You can find our podcast at Cosplay Con Crunch Pod on Instagram and TikTok. This has been, you know what, you've started it. You get to do the full closeout, motherfucker.
Huh? No.
Yeah.
No, I don't know how to do it.
I believe in you.
No, I actually don't. I don't know how to do it.
You listened to it twice.
Yeah, I guess I do, but it's always like, this is the bit at the end of the episodes that you do so well that I'm like, and I can stop editing here.
Oh, so you don't listen to it twice?
Not particularly, no. We are a Roctopus Network podcast. You can find other podcasts on this network, such as Eric Hates Dragon Ball Z and Halloween Nation. And Tales of Nowhere, other podcasts on this network, which are wonderful and I love very much. MJ has practiced this really well, but this time it's my turn. I have grabbed the mic. I really enjoy all of these podcasts. You should also listen to them.
And if you listen to Eric Hates Dragon Ball Z, you will hear a couple episodes with me on them on their Patreon. Pay for a month in the ditch.
Jesus!
We watched Yuri on Ice. We're going to have a collab episode with them where Eric won't be there. John and Spencer will come on our podcast and we'll talk about cosplaying from Yuri on Ice. And then we'll drag Eric and Ryan into an episode of me, John, and Spencer on their podcast to review the show. Because a lot happened in it. And I love Kristoff so much.
I have not seen that show in a long time. So it's functionally like I'll be learning about it again.
Have a great week, and I believe in you all. Bye!